Well, while farmers worry about climate change driving more frequent droughts, there's a new warning today from Australian scientists about another drastic consequence should we fail to reverse changes to the Earth's atmosphere. Researchers from the Australian National University have examined how previous Antarctic ice melts have affected ocean levels. And the bad news is they're a lot more dramatic than previously predicted. Nick Grimm has been speaking to one of the authors of the research, Dr. Fiona Hibbert, from the ANU's Research School of Earth Sciences.
We're not actually in the prediction game. This is more about what the natural system can do. And the natural system is telling us that, yes, it can respond quickly and those responses can be big. I think what is concerning is that the human-induced climate disturbance is much bigger and it's much more extreme and it's much faster and it's happening in both poles. So I think it is a concern. It is a big concern.
Fiona Hibbert, Antarctica has been called the sleeping giant of the global environment, but it sounds like it's one that, when it awakes, has a pretty profound impact.
Our study, it was quite shocking how much and how quickly Antarctica went in the past. And I think it's a big wake-up call for us.
So could this mean that sea level rises brought on by changes to the climate could be far more dramatic than we'd previously hoped?
Well, our study is not about prediction. Our study is looking at what could happen with natural variability. So the interval we looked at is the last time temperatures were as warm or maybe a degree or two warmer than today. And what we saw was that with some really big sea level rises, so up to 10 meters. And these sea level rises happened really, really quickly. And it happened first in Antarctica and then several thousand years Greenland went. So we've got contributions from both the polar ice sheets. So it does sort of give us some lessons potentially of what could happen.
How nervous should we be about this?
Pretty nervous, I think. but these things, they happen rapidly. I think we need better modelling to try and understand how the system works and what it could mean for us in the future. A lot of our projections are missing the contributions, or they're very highly uncertain, the contributions from these ice sheets. And our ability to predict and to adapt is really hinged upon our understanding of the mechanisms that can cause massive ice loss from the continental polar ice sheets. So I think that's a big way forward that we could start to hone our predictions for the future.
Looking at this another way, most of Australia's coastal cities would be inundated by a 10-metre sea level rise, wouldn't they?
Yes. Sea level won't rise uniformly everywhere. It's not like a bathtub. There's complex gravitational and rotational effects. But yes, there's a lot of big cities on the coast that could be severely affected. There's huge cities. London is one of them. New York, a lot of the coastal cities in the east coast of Australia are particularly vulnerable to large sea level rises. But it is also very worrying in that, but we are seeing sort of the first signs of some of this behavior. We're seeing melting in Greenland and we're seeing melting in Antarctica. So I think, yes, we should be worried.
That's the ANU's Dr. Fiona Hibbert speaking to Nick Grimm.